I want to play a few records from 1973. And the one that we really can't avoid playing, that we shouldn't avoid playing, is by the British group, the Birmingham rock group, one of the biggest hits of the year, 1973, still remembered, it has to be said, as a classic of sort of very populist kind of British rock. This is Slade. Come on, feel the noise. So that's Slade. Now, Slade, of course, although Slade are now remembered for these chart-topping bangers, those very popular, those sing-along, what I often call kind of football terrace chant rock. Records like this, like Come On Everybody, like I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Of course, they named themselves after an art school. They named themselves after the Slade School of Art in Chelsea, in London. And so the idea of the association between art, the art institutions, and rock is really at its sort of peak here. I say they're from Slade. Yeah, no, I think they were all from Birmingham, I think. But maybe it's only, I know at least, I think at least two of them are from. Now I'm realising I don't actually know. I know Noddy Holder, their singer, is from Birmingham. But Come On, Feel the Noise, Girls Grab Your Boys. It's it's a really great rollicking sort of sing-along anthem. And to me, indeed, I've used this phrase a few times before, sort of football terrace chant rock, and it's something that sort of intrigues me. The way I think the sound basically of people chanting together and sort of singing together in a sort of, it's a sort of song chant hybrid form on football terraces comes into rock music. I think it ends up defining the sound of The Clash on their first album, basically. And what really defines the sound of The Clash when they record their first album is that there's this kind of chanting of the choruses and behind the lead singer, Joe Strummer, and it sounds like you're chanting on a football terrace, or maybe chanting on a demo. And maybe this is a point in history when if you are a working class man in particular, the chances of you hanging out at football matches on a Saturday and also attending political demonstrations during the week and going on strike are statistically higher than in any other year. There is no other year in history when you're more likely, if you're a British working class man, to both attend football matches regularly and go on political demonstrations. So there's something about the mass chant as a kind of musical form, which comes into this kind of music and then goes into punk rock, and then it takes on this slightly frightening form in oi punk later. But it's kind of interesting and it's quite sort of stirring. But of course, in the case of Slade, you know, it's mixed with a sort of pop sensibility, a kind of lilting quality to the music that it is. You know, in some ways, it's quite kind of macho and quite masculinist, but it's also quite lovable, I think, actually. Like, I don't hate this record at all. I quite like it, actually. There's never been a moment in my life when I've said the next record I'm going to listen to is Slade. Come On, Feel the Noise. But I don't hate it. I think it's quite, I mean, it's sort of lovable. And it speaks to a sense of sort of mass optimism that is still present in the culture in that moment, for which one can now feel very nostalgic.